Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Going back to a old, tried and true Picadillo, but it is still out there today. And one of the things I wondered about during the Trump administration, if this ever got looked at, which I'm almost certain it didn't, because Trump was distracted, and he had to fight the whole time, the whole 4 years. Do you remember when the Obama administration started to stockpile an arsenal of high-powered weapons within the executive branch based on the vision of a civilian national security force? The stockpile, which is completely, I see these words trying to describe it. Haven't seen any of it yet, but it supposedly could outfit an army. Well, if that's still out there, that means the Biden regime has it now. Obama said on July the 2nd, 2008, "We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded." Now, nonprofit Open the Books released a comprehensive oversight report earlier that year titled "The Militarization of the U.S. Executive Agencies." The report estimated that there are now more federal officers with firearm authority, 200,000 plus, than Marines, 186,000. That's the fulfillment of Obama's well-funded prophecy. One thing to consider, though, is that armed doesn't mean a lot all the time. Now, there's clearly no legal authority, requirement, or reason for general administrative agencies like the IRS, whose power is limited to implementing laws, to have weapons. And Biden wants to expand the IRS by 87,000 people. And would their audit training include marksmanship? And unfortunately, as seen all the time, accountability is not a strength of the federal government. The Pentagon never passed its 2017 audit, nor could the Department of Defense document $22 trillion in expenditures, which is not a vote of confidence when it comes to the executive agency protecting the decentralized stockpiles of firearms and ammunition. Weapons could easily fall into the hands of vigilantes like Antifa. And given the whole Biden administration's top-down revolution, it's not unthinkable for agencies to intimidate citizens in gun-toting confrontations, conduct government purges, or supply military-grade weapons to a civilian national security force. And, they say that life imitates art. And one of the things that the Biden administration has done that sort of slipped through the cracks, as far as I'm concerned, is the newly installed Homeland Security pre-crime unit using a Nazi-like emergency decree which focuses on perceived white domestic extremism. And the program identifies individuals at the risk of radicalizing to commit violence and use crisis intervention teams. So Big Brother's counting on the If You See Something, Say Something campaign to report on fellow citizens to the Interagency Suspicious Activity Reporting Database. This is an overreach, further consolidating the executive branch's power, supported by these well-armed executive agencies, where they will use intimidation and coercion to criminalize lawful dissent and destroy the First Amendment. And this little strategy follows the Mao Zedong philosophy. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Homeland Security's charter is to secure U.S. borders and approaches. And the agency has inverted the mission, targeting U.S. citizens as a threat while leaving the southern border wide open to the cartels and the criminals and the terrorists. I mean, yeah, they have completely flip-flopped from what they're supposed to be doing to what they're doing now. Biden administration also wants a government-accessible database to trace lawful transfers or sold firearms. Also part of the plan is to target owners with assault weapons and guns with high-capacity magazines with a buyback program. You would have two options, sell the guns to the government or register them under the NFA. And this would be the beginning of a national gun registry, paving the way for future seizures. The Biden plan would also require gun owners to safely store their weapons in their homes and possibly authorize government access to your house to assess noncompliance. Another ploy is to promote red flag state laws, allowing enforcement officials to remove an individual's access to firearms during a personal crisis or what appears to present danger to himself or others. Take away the guns, possibly under pretenses, and eliminate due process. The usurper-in-chief has issued 63 executive orders at a record pace, riding roughshod over the constitutional authority and other civil liberties. At some point, we're going to see him try to use the executive order on gun control. Now, in 1996, Australia passed the National Firearms Agreement with a mandatory buyback program, prohibition of automatic and semi-automatic rifles and pump-action shotguns, rigid licensing requirements, and a firearms registry. Data show that the law did not decrease violent crime. In fact, violent crime went up. Australia was founded in the 1700s as a British penal colony. And they are returning to those roots now today, becoming a police state with the world's most oppressive COVID-19 lockdown in some of the states within there. Gun control worked not by tackling a criminal problem, but by controlling the citizens. And a lot of people now are beginning to take on a version of what I say at the end of this show every day, which is, it's not about gun control, it's about total control. Tucker Carlson got out there the other day and said, it's not about guns, it's about who runs the country. And that's a game plan that has worked well for the tyrants, the Hitlers and the Maos and the Pol Pots and Stalin, but not so well for the over 100 million genocide victims. They're a long way from being able to do that to us, but they're working on it. They are working on it. And if you want to look to the one thing that is the stopgap measure to prevent despotism, it is the Second Amendment, whether you want to believe that or not. Without a doubt, it is the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is simply the teeth of the Constitution. Without it, the Bill of Rights means nothing. The Bill of Rights would mean nothing without the Second Amendment. When we get back, I've been wondering about these hearings on Afghanistan. What's up with that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKinney, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. You know, a 1,000-piece puzzle spread out on the dining room table is easier to put together than the testimony from the top military and civilian leadership regarding our withdrawal from Afghanistan. One of the generals slouched his way through the hearing. Another general was defensive about improper negative interviews he gave regarding his former boss. Secretary of Defense shifted blame for the whole thing to others and then dodged responsibility for cleaning up the mess he was partly responsible for creating. And this is our top military leadership. When you're faced with a 1,000-piece puzzle, you start by finding the straight edges. And the puzzle has a border. And what is the border for these witnesses? The border is that is what your Constitution provides. So let's go through that, shall we? When Congress declares a war under Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution, the generals and Secretary of Defense are responsible for conducting specific military actions in that war. The President is the civilian commander-in-chief of the Army, the Navy of the United States under Article 2, Section 2. Civilian control of the military is a foundational principle of our governance structure. Second, during wartime, the President, as Commander-in-Chief, has ultimate decision-making power regarding strategy and tactics and can fire commanders at will. He can fire a commander for not liking his haircut. Third, Congress has some oversight regarding the war's conduct and the judgment used in making strategic and tactical decisions. But the voters who choose a commander-in-chief every 4 years retain ultimate oversight. So here we have the outline of the puzzle. In response to an act of war by jihadists against the United States, Congress authorized action in Afghanistan in 2001. Commanders-in-chief, field commanders, and secretaries of defense then execute that war. Now, if you're beginning to think this has a ring of too many cooks in the kitchen, it's because there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen regarding the war in Afghanistan. After we create our puzzle's border, how do we fit the rest of the pieces together? Well, you start with one corner and you build inward toward the center. And the corner we start with is, what specific military action are those witnesses responsible for? The answer is withdrawing troops and appropriate non-combatants from Afghanistan. The question is not whether this withdrawal is wise, because that's a political question. The question is whether they handled the mission properly. And we found the first internal pieces of the puzzle connected to one another in the witnesses' own words. Like it was a logistical success, a strategic failure. Translation, American withdrawal planes took off from Kabul. They carried many of the wrong Afghans and left many American citizens and others behind to fend for themselves. Logical conclusion, a mission failure, both logistical and strategic. Number two, not taking an offer seriously, an offer by the Taliban to let the United States forces secure Kabul during the withdrawal. Translation, we would have needed more troops to secure access to the Kabul airport. We only had enough troops to secure the inside of the airport itself. Logical conclusion, the general should have asked for more troops. Number three, the call on how to do that, bringing out noncombatants, is really a State Department call. Translation for this is, I wash my hands of the Department of Defense's responsibility for withdrawing Americans still in Afghanistan. Logical conclusion is the State Department lacks the manpower and equipment to evacuate large number of persons. Only the military can do this safely. The State Department's job is to determine who is eligible to be evacuated, but the DOD still must be involved until the right people are evacuated. So if you follow just one thread from one corner of the puzzle, we conclude that the plan for the wholesale withdrawal from Afghanistan is a military and diplomatic disaster. These questioned by Congress were given a single task that they failed to carry out in a professional manner. Their ineptitude cost many innocent lives. How our country is left with woke versus warrior in our military leadership may be partly explained by Obama's military purges. Isolating one issue at a time, gathering facts on the issue, and then drawing logical conclusions is part of the citizen evaluative process so important in our republic. The congressional hearings were very informative, and by design, 1,000 pieces of our national puzzle are now thrown to the public in the form of one disaster after another to encourage citizens to throw up their hands and give up on determining causation and accountability. You, the people, are the sovereign, however, and must judge performance to determine who is to represent them. And eventually, as each piece of the puzzle is painstakingly put together, action steps demanded by the public at each stage, that whole picture will begin to emerge. Now, right now, if you're asking yourself, what is this picture beginning to look like? Well, it looks like a swamp. It looks like a swamp. We're so busy looking at what white rage is that we're not looking at exfiltration. And that's a problem. Although we do specialize, you know, Bagram Air Base, which we left in the dark of night, didn't tell the Afghan counterparts we were leaving. Just said, hey, you guys go have your break and we'll be here. And then everybody jumped on the plane, turned out the lights and split. That's in the hands of the Chinese now. In the hands of the Chinese. So, there you have it. There it is. From warrior to woke. Yeah. I'm sure this leads to great places from here on out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Sunday said immigrants were not driving the spread of COVID-19 in the U.S., despite some Americans saying they believed otherwise. The problem is within our own country, Fauci said. In Texas, Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe invites Fauci to the border.
Some of our intelligence gathering, we confirmed, I think there were some chicken pox and a couple of cases of leprosy in this last group of Haitians that came through. and they're bringing it in now. What's next? Tuberculosis, smallpox. It's all out there, and it's all coming across the southern border, and he fails to realize that.
OPEC Plus said on Monday it would stick to an existing pact for a gradual increase in oil output, sending crude prices to three-year highs and adding to inflationary pressures that consuming nations fear will derail an economic recovery from the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. The Republican opponent of Democratic New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez released his first campaign advertisement Friday, giving a personal account of his family fleeing a socialist regime.
My family fled Cuba because of a communist dictatorship that was put into power by people using the same socialist lies like free health care, free education that people like AOC and others are using today. So I just got tired of seeing it. I got tired of watching it grow the way that it's been growing.
Desi Cuellar, who hopes to replace Ocasio-Cortez in the U.S. House of Representatives, called the threat of socialism personal. Activists have harassed Senators Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat of Arizona, and Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, in a bid to get them to support a mammoth $3.5 trillion spending bill. At Arizona State University on Friday, a group of so-called progressive activists followed Sinema into a bathroom as they confronted her. This is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We should pity Chuck Schumer with AOC looking, sniffing around for the Senate primary vulnerability while the murder turtle across the aisle is tending his fingers, whispering, excellent. As the majority leader publicly nadlers himself, he's got Nancy Pelosi jumping into the race for the most senile senior in the Dem leadership. Alleged moderates terrified of 2022. The bro-betrothing weirdos of the progressive left. And a desiccated old freak in the White House who intervened and only made things worse. But Chucky's real problem is the Wonder Twins, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. And they're driving him nuts with their stubborn refusal to commit ritual suicide to make the New York SF, you know, the New York San Francisco Axis happy. This is only going to get more fun. So, pass the popcorn. Because for these two, this new deal is no deal, at least not as currently constituted. They're doing yeoman's work, taking the heat for a bunch of other senators who likewise have no desire to walk Pelosi's plank next year, by voting for the zillion-dollar printing press green light that is the reconciliation infrastructure bill. And, of course, this atrocity is only about infrastructure in the loose sense that every single thing in the Dems' letter to Santa is infrastructure. Free money to deadbeats is infrastructure. Open borders is infrastructure. So I guess the middle fingers of Sinema and Manchin are infrastructure, too. Now, that's some infrastructure that I can get behind. I got no problems with that infrastructure at all. I know that sounds facetious. Adding to the hilarity of all of this was Bernie Sanders, the cute and lovable curmudgeon who embraces an ideology that butchered 100 million people in the last century and his attempt at socialist math. He got on Twitter the other day railing that these two senators should not be able to hold up what 48 senators want. And the problem here is that, you know, most of us went to public school. So, you know, while our knowledge of math and civics may be questionable, doesn't this mean that that's actually 52 senators against and only 48 for? I've been hearing a lot from the Dems about mud democracy lately, but I'm pretty sure 48 does not beat 52. See, right now, Biden's out there saying, I only need 50. I'll just send Scamala down there and she'll throw the tie. But, you know, forget it. You know, doing that. Counting's probably a construct of the, you know, the paradigm imposed by white supremacy and patriarchy and, you know, transphobia or something. And still, for now, they are holding out. They have no desire to lose their elections by passing this inflation bait fiasco. At least not at the $3.5 trillion number the commie girls in the House decreed was the compromise minimum. West Virginia, America's sanest state, was something like Trump plus 39 last November. So runaway patriotic and pro-American, the Dems, you know, didn't even bother trying to cheat there. So Manchin is looking, I'm sure he's looking to please Schumer. Yeah, I'm sure of that. Same with Sinema, where Crusty won by a squeaker, though there was not a squeak in the mainstream media about how the audit showed it iffy ballots far exceeding the alleged margin. It's not a blue state. It's not really, it's really not even a purple state. And Sinema does not want to be kicked to the curb like henpecked Schumer concubine Mark Kelly is probably going to be next year. With her bizarre fashions and her frisky bisexuality and DC cuteness, she is at least entertaining instead of being a tiresome, pinch-faced, scold-like, frosty wine woman of wokeness who make up most of her colleagues. Arizona loves its mavericks. And Sinema is a maverick while submissive Mark Kelly is doing dishes in an apron while the men go outside and fire up a stogie. They will vote for something. Maybe. But it will be their dollar number, and it will be a lot less than what the commie caucus demanded. And Schumer will be humiliated and try to play it off as a victory. And the media will swoon. And Manchin and Sinema will gleefully let their states know that they got Pelosi to lick their feet. Sinema will probably go on and hold her seat as long as she wants to. Democrats can't touch her despite the howling of the blue checks because she's number 50. But Manchin may be playing another game. He's a Democrat in a state where the Democrats are as beloved as sewer rats. And he's got a problem in 2024, no matter what he does. He barely made it last time. So the question becomes, what is his game? Well, he's going to have to switch parties. And this is his only way out. Every Republican in West Virginia knows a GOP nomination means a seat in 3 years. He'll get a real challenge, and even if he goes full Rorke's drift on the reconciliation bill, homeboy is cooked Wonder Bread smeared with Indian Galfrey Land O'Lakes butter. He's going to have to become a Republican to have a chance to survive. But the Democrats he abandons will be outraged, and a lot of Republicans won't trust him. He's got to be driven out of the Dems to depart more in sorrow than in anger. And maybe his relentless provocation of the dumb leftists is the give, you know, this gives him an opportunity to do this. Imagine him face drawn, all sad, stepping up to the mic. It has become clear the Democrat Party no longer wants me, so I will continue to represent the values of people of West Virginia as a Republican or maybe as an independent, caucusing with the Republicans. It depends on the polling. Behind him on the podium, Mitch McConnell will be there, tinting his fingers again, smiling, whispering, so only Joe Manchin can hear him. Come on over, Joe. Joe's not going to be able to, it's not going to cut it at being an independent. He's going to have to come out on the side. And if he switches parties, that changes the majority in the Senate. That's just how narrow it is. And I felt all along this is what they were going to do. I'm not really sure how it's going to play out. It's going to be interesting to watch, without a doubt. But it's also going to be entertaining. Every now and again, when you're looking at politics, it becomes very evident that politics are, they are blood sport, without a doubt. They are blood sport. And if you don't have the constitution for it, and you don't know how to play and, you know, make those moves when you got to make them, well, then you're out. You become like Bart Stupak. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. One of the implied promises behind the Democrats' endless and escalating effort to destroy the Second Amendment and disarm you is the promise that murder will become a thing of the past. And if not all murders, at least mass murders involving more than one victim. However, in Florida, one man managed to kill three people with a baseball bat and a knife, as well as injuring another victim. And what this illustrates is that, you know, the problem wasn't the weapons. It was that a man, angry after a fight with his supervisor, started killing innocents with the weapons he had at hand. And then it becomes a matter of time. You see, if you have a rampage killer in your midst, time is vital. It is vitally important. The longer the rampage killer is allowed to operate undisrupted, then the more he's going to kill. So, if the average response time prior to the Ferguson effect and prior to the Floyd riots and prior to Antifa and prior to BLM, if the response time was 11.11 minutes, you see the problem. I don't know what response time is now. It might be a half an hour or whatever. So if you have a rampage killer in your midst, whether he's armed with a weapon like a gun or he's armed with a weapon like a baseball bat, then somebody's going to have to disrupt his pattern. Now, this particular individual, his name is Sean Ronan, and if you look at his picture, he looks like a nice guy, well-groomed, had graying, dark, curly hair, sparkling eyes, and an open smile. That's the description, not my words. The construction workers and their families sharing a dwelling with him never knew that he reportedly had a prior criminal history that includes out-of-state charges of strangulation, endangering welfare of a child, terroristic threats, DUI, and more. His criminal history may explain why, when he decided to kill, he didn't have a gun. Instead, after a fight with a supervisor at the construction site, he returned to the home he shared with seven people, which was fellow construction workers and their families, including at least one child, and with a knife and a bat started slaughtering people. Police say Runyon began violently attacking his colleagues with a knife and a baseball bat around 9:45 a.m. on Saturday morning. The sheriff confirmed that the supervisor was also living in the rented home, but did not confirm the status of his condition. Runyon allegedly beat one man to death in his sleep, and a second person was found dead on the front porch. A third victim was badly beaten and taken to hospital in an extremely critical condition. And he died on Saturday morning, police said. A fourth victim was chased down into the street of the gated community where Runyon hit him in the back and shoulder with the baseball bat. Now, when somebody's coming at you with a knife, this is where this whole 21 feet Tueller drill thing sort of kicks in. If somebody starts at 21 feet from you and they have a knife and they run flat at you and you don't have your weapon out, up, and aimed in their direction, you had better be doing some movement. You cannot stand there. You cannot say, I am faster than that. Even if you are faster than that, you need to be moving. Because this guy's coming at you with momentum. Unless you put his lights out, I mean, just instantaneously on that first shot, he's probably going to swing the knife. So, if you want to try an experiment, put on some old clothes, hand your friend a marker, and try to defend yourself as he attacks you with the marker in lieu of a knife. And a frenzied knife attack will leave you covered with marker slashes. And if you're interested in trying to defend yourself against an equally frenzied baseball attack, have your friend arm himself with a pool noodle. Good luck with those deadly strikes. So in the hands of a person determined to kill, any and all weapons other than guns are devastating. That is not, not everyone has to be Timothy McVeigh to commit mass murder without a gun. In 2016, a knife-wielding man killed 19 people in Japan, a country with strict gun control. In 2019, a knife-wielding man killed 8 school children in China, another country with some of the world's strictest gun control laws. Also in 2019, in Athens, Georgia, a knife-wielding man came very close to slitting a police officer's throat and was stopped only because another officer was armed. In 2020, a knife-wielding man decapitated 3 people in a French church. Given the decapitation, I'm sure you wouldn't be surprised to learn that he preceded his attack by screaming, Allahu Akbar. France also has strict gun controls. Now, the thing about the Second Amendment is that it's premised on the belief, which still holds true in America, that there are more good people than there are bad people. And that means that an armed population is disproportionately likely to use guns to save, not take lives. And the reality is that the world is an imperfect place. And there's always going to be bad people who use whatever weapons are available, guns, knives, fists, bats, poison, cars, rocks, broken bottles, teeth, acid, to attack their enemies. We are never safer than an immoral community with trained armed citizens. Now, that obviously doesn't, apply to Democrat-run communities, which have substituted gun control for morality and managed to end up with uncontrolled guns in the hands of an immoral sociopathic population.
Therein lies their problem. One good thing to point out, though, before we go away, we'll probably cover this a little bit longer tomorrow. One stunning revelation in the FBI Uniform Crime Report for 2020 is that armed private citizens fatally shot more criminals during the commission of felonies than police, which is a fact that seems to be avoided by the establishment media. According to the FBI's expanded homicide data for 2020, law enforcement used firearms 298 times in fatal line of duty shootings. Private citizens killed 343 suspected felons during the commission of a felony. The data, which updates figures posted for 2019, shows that in 2019, police and private citizens killed the same number of felons, 334 during the commission of crimes. Alan Gottlieb said if the FBI data published in their crime report for 2020 is accurate, it is ample evidence that the individual right to keep and bear arms for personal defense is as important today as it was when the Second Amendment was adopted as a cornerstone of the Bill of Rights. He also said gun prohibitionists who enjoy their own private security while promoting strict restrictive laws that take guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens are world-class hypocrites. Same people who want to disarm honest citizens are typically those who support policies that are soft on criminals. They haven't simply lost perspective. They've abandoned common sense. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.